WJFF has been talking to people on the air about so many important things. You may have missed what they're saying about us.
You have done a great public service here, having all these people on.
Really hope people are appreciating your local programming in a new and heightened way these days. I know I certainly am.
You guys have been so nourishing in terms of the programming and the voices you've shared.
Now we just need to hear from you. Give now at WJFFradio.org.
This is Radio Catskill, and we have been talking to people, and we're about to talk to another guest here as we wrap up this week. During All Things Considered, we're looking ahead to tomorrow. It's Halloween, and normally Halloween is a time for dressing up, going around your community or neighborhood, doing some trick-or-treating, hanging out with family and friends, maybe Bob for some apples. However, this year, it's the pandemic year. Due to COVID-19, things are going to look a little different. So can we have a fun yet safe Halloween? Here to tell us about how we can be safe during All Hallows Eve during a time of a pandemic is Christina Wood, family nurse practitioner at Garnet Health in Monticello. Hi, Christina. How are you?
Hi, Jason. I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
And I'm going to just quick let the listener know that that Garnet Health is an underwriter of WJFF. So how about it? Can trick-or-treating be safe this year?
Absolutely, as long as we take the precautions to make it safe.
Okay, so what would make it safe, and are there precautions that people need to do, the trick-or-treater and the people giving out the treats? Are there things that they each need to do?
So, yes, both the trick-or-treater and the person handing out the treats should continue to wear masks, as we've been doing right along since the start of the pandemic. For the kids trick-or-treating, you know, we don't want to make the mask a hazard. They can wear it as long as it's not impeding their breathing. It's also important to stay that 6 feet apart from the host house that's handing out the candy.
Okay, so how do you get candy from a host if you're 6 feet away from them?
So there's been a lot of great ideas recently. I have seen where people have set up little zip lines to get the candy to the kids. They've set up tubes where they force the candy down a tube into the child's bucket. You can also set up little stations where you can have hand sanitizer next to the individually wrapped treats, that the child can sanitize, grab the treats, and move on.
So now, another thing about the candy, I guess this is less about COVID, but this is my question in general, is there anything that people need to be aware about in terms of just the safety of candy, in terms of it just being, you know, a lot of sugar that you're giving to the kids?
So, yes, we've had a lot more of childhood obesity in the recent years. So I think it would be, you know, best to try to stick to the treats that are healthier. And this is hard in COVID because treats that are healthy are apples, oranges, bananas. So you don't want those unwrapped treats, but you can try pretzels, animal crackers. And it's important for the parents to, you know, let the kids have a little fun Halloween night with the candy, but then limit it throughout the week, like, you know, a treat a day so that they're not overdoing it.
Right, right. And make it last in that sense and not too much sugar. Is there increased risk of getting or spreading COVID-19 or influenza through other Halloween activities?
Yes. For some of the traditional activities, such as, you know, bobbing for apples was always a big one. Just getting together for Halloween parties, those are the big spreaders of any viral illness. So it's important to, you know, try to do activities this year that keep you more with your core group that you have been with. So there's been thoughts of doing, if trick-or-treating is not in the game plan for you, you can do similar to an Easter egg hunt, but have Halloween treats around the house that can be searched for. There can be costume parades where everybody's keeping their distances outside. So just the common sense things that we've been doing right along since March, we need to apply to what's going on when we're doing our Halloween festivities.
It can all be summed up as, like, you can have fun, but you might want to be creative because you still got to stay away. You got to keep your distance, and you got to and be safe during COVID. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Is there anything else you want folks to know?
Nope, that's it. Everybody have a great Halloween and stay warm.
All right, you stay warm too. It's going to get cold tonight. Christina Wood, a family nurse practitioner at Garnet Health, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Take care.
This is Radio Catskill. We are your community radio station. We're going to go back to the news from NPR right now here on All Things Considered.